Welcome all friends at the Dhamma. Come to meditation in 5 seconds or 3 seconds because there are 3 steps. Look, watch, see. Can you look at me and watch and see your mind? Your mind become calm already. I always tell people 3 seconds, in 3 seconds, look, watch, see. Okay? Because according to the Buddha teaching, there are 3 levels of meditation. Look, when you look, I look, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this is we call momentary concentration on the object outside. But second step, you must realize excess concentration. That means when you got knowing object outside, if you witness your mind, you can witness the excess. Your mind become excess. Excess going into the deep calmness inside. Okay? When you look, you got something inside your mind, inside your head, that is your mind watching. And when you witness your mind watching, it become a door open, access open, and become absorbed. Absorbed into your mind. So the last step we call absorption of mind. Okay? 3 levels of meditation. Watch object. Witness your mind, you can see access. And when you see access, stay at the door or the access, the door open. Then it become absorbed into the calmness. So, 3 seconds, but maybe 5 seconds, 10 seconds, it depend on how you are skillful, how you got skillful, okay? How you got skill. Now, can you look the Buddha statue, look at face and watch and see, look at nose and watch and see, look at ear and watch and see? This is meditation. Now you don't know meditation. You maybe take 15 minutes, half an hour to get into meditation. If you know meditation, there are 3 steps. Before, I don't know also, but I learn by myself. Before I take, it take me 15 minutes, 20 minutes, then I train myself how to go into meditation in 10 minutes. Then I can. Then I train myself how to go into meditation in 5 minutes. Then 1 minute, then 10 seconds, then 5 seconds, then 3 seconds. Okay? I train myself, then I just realize something. Okay? There are 3 steps. Okay? First step, we call momentary concentration. Any object outside can be momentary concentration. Now I look at you, you are momentary concentration, object of my momentary concentration. But when I look at you, I am clever. I witness my mind. Then I can realize the access of the door. Okay? I look at you, but who really watch you? I witness. Then I can realize the access. Second step we call access concentration. When I can realize, witness, or witness the access, it become absorbed. It look like the door open by itself. And it absorbs into the calmness. So that's why go into meditation quickly. Then you can develop more awareness and see or vipassana. Okay? Or more consciousness and see awareness and see your body. Consciousness and see your body. Awareness and see your sensation. And awareness and see your thought, When you got thought, awareness of thought, then you can see thought. You got emotion, awareness of emotion, then you can see emotion by awareness. People don't know how to develop seeing by awareness. Just awareness of your body first. Can you see by awareness? You always have doubt, your mind not stay at access. Then you got poor awareness. But if you, I teaching you meditation in 3 seconds, instant meditation, but you have to develop constant calmness there. No thought, okay? No, not use your thought. When I tell you awareness, you use your awareness, not use your thought, okay? I tell you awareness of your thought, then you can see your thought. Awareness of your emotion, you can see your emotion. Awareness is look like when you play sport. You got your eye look the opponent, but you hit by awareness. That's right. So your eye look and your mind watch steadily the opponent. But when you watch steadily, you got power of mind. When you got awareness, you hit very strongly. So meditation important for vipassana also. When you got meditation, you can see things clearly or hit clearly. Okay? Awareness come up when you become natural. Don't force yourself. Relax. Okay? Jogging. When you jogging every morning, you got seeing yourself jogging. Okay? And no thought. Okay? So now you need to learn to develop vipassana with awareness and see. Because when you got awareness and see, you can develop awareness and see your mind. Awareness of your mind first, then you can see your mind, your thought. Awareness and see your heart. Awareness of your feeling, your present feeling, unpleasant feeling. Are you aware? If you got awareness, you got seeing. Okay? And it's no content, no desire. Okay? And smile. Are you aware of your smile? You see your smile. That's why how to develop awareness and see. Keep smiling. Then you got awareness and see your smile. And you can keep more smiling nicely. How you see your smiling nicely? Awareness. Then you awareness of your smile. Then you can see your smile. So we call inside meditation. Seeing by heart is inside meditation. Seeing by mind is not inside meditation. It's concentration. It's focus. Okay? You know? So that's why I just tell you, you can focus. But I give you time, 1 second. Focus and come back to the knower who focus. And see the knower and become one pointedness of mind or calmness. In 3 seconds, you can do already. When you can come in 3 seconds, when you know, you go to the dentist take your tooth out, wash, see, absorb. Okay? When you go to the dentist, you might still in 3 seconds. That's right. That is very good meditation. So just realize, dentist come, now come to take your tooth, wash, see, 2 seconds only, because it's inside, you don't need your eye. But something outside, you need your eye, look, and watch, and see, 3 seconds, okay? So when you go into meditation, very fast, then you got skillful, more skill going into the jhana. My master just sit and talk to guests coming to pay respect. Okay? My master still just be able to go into the jhana, first, second, third, fourth jhana into the jhana in 1 second, my master. Okay? Now I give you 3 seconds. Okay? 3 seconds. Sometimes you got 1 second going into one pointedness of mind. When you know? When you walk on the street. The motorcycle come near to you and nearly hit you. You escape or not? When you escape, you go into meditation in 1 second. You become absorbed. The door open in 1 second. When you got accident, you escape. You might steal and go inside in 1 second. That's right. But you don't know this is meditation. This is really good meditation in 1 second. Okay, you understand? When you walk on the street and car coming near you and nearly hit you, you escape. You might escape. Escape going back home in 1 second. Okay? So now, can you just look, watch, and see? 3 seconds. You practice more, you can develop. Meditation in 3 seconds. Okay? Because if I give you time, 10 seconds, look, watch. Then you look, how to look, watch, how to watch, see, how you see. 10 seconds too long, you have doubt already. 3 seconds, no doubt. Look, watch, see. Look, watch, see. Look, watch, see. Okay? 10 seconds or 1 minute. Now 1 minute. Look. Look and think about what you look. It's too long. 1 minute too long. Okay? I just let you go inside with no gap for thought. Look what see. Look what see. When you break up, look what hit seeing. Okay, 3 seconds. Okay, just follow me. Don't think anything. Look, watch, see. When you look, your mind what? You got meditation. When you watch, your mind become seeing. You got vipassana. Okay? So that's why meditation at work. You got already good meditation at work. When you work with good attention, you look and you watch. That's right. How long? With good attention, look and watch. How long? 1 or 2 seconds. Okay? That's right. That is you already into meditation already. Meditation not come after you look and watch 1 minute, 2 minutes. It come exactly the starting you watch. Okay? Now your eye with me, but can you watch? Watch from your mind. Watch me. If I watch you, watch from my mind, my eye look, but I got my mind watch. Watch how you sit, how you walk. Is come from your mind. Okay? Look, watch, see. Meditation need only 3 seconds only. Longer than 3 seconds, now you got a gap for thought. Doubt. How to look, how to watch. Now it become 10 minutes. Because when you got doubt, starting with doubt, it will become more doubt. Now you got problem. Maybe take 10 minutes because you have a lot of doubt. 3 seconds. Maybe you can rely if you got to choose. This is a bomb, okay? And you let's kill, okay? Red or blue or red, which one you cut? If you make mistake, you die. 1 second only, okay? That's this meditation, okay? You understand what I mean? Yeah. So when you touch, watch, you got meditation, you touch, you walk. Now every morning you touch your face or not? Cleaning your face, wash, 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 wash. You go into meditation more and more, more and more when you wash, 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 wash. Then when you finish your shower, you got power of mind, good enough to work, okay? But if you not wash, you take a shower, thought coming. When you take shower, you feel tired because you have a lot of thought in the shower, okay? But if you wash, now shower, touching here, you brush yourself with soap. So that's why be mindful on the contact. Wash, 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 wash. This is meditation for children, okay? Sit down to children. Can you wash? Can you wash? And now softly. Can you wash? That's why when you play music, children play music, okay? Ning nong, ning nong, ning nong, ning nong. You need to wash by nature. Do re mi fa son, do re mi fa son. You wash. You wash or not? Okay, music instrument. Do re mi fa son son fa son la si do. You wash. You got meditation in 1 second. Do re mi fa sol la si do si la son fa. Something like that. Okay, you watch. Okay, in 1 second. Or when you painting, you wash or not? Put red color and brush, green color, brush. If you painting by yourself, you wash. If somebody painting, maybe you not wash. But if you painting, you wash. Because you want to make it beautiful. That's right. That is meditation. How about cooking? Now you keep cooking with thought. Can you cooking and wash? Now you just cut. Okay, meat. Can you wash? Can you wash? You cut. This is meditation. Okay? When you put salt, touch. Very powerful mind. Okay? You understand? And now when you walk, now this is pretend to be 2 feet. You don't have to look now on your feet. You look the way, but can you watch the touching or the stationary foot? You got meditation in 3 seconds or 1 second. Touching. Okay? So now you know where is meditation. Meditation, whenever you connect your mind with the touching. Touching of your eye, we call look and see. Okay? Touching with your ear, we call listen and hear. Okay? Touching with your nose, we call smell. Touching with your mouth, with your tongue, we call taste. Touching with body, we call touching. Okay? Now, just mindful. You take touch. Can you watch? You got meditation in daily life. Okay? Are you driving? Okay? Can you watch? Now you touch brake. Watch. Or maybe speed up. Can you watch? Speed up. Or you move the hand left, right, handle, okay? Can you watch? Then you are very good mindful, okay? In driving, okay? And when you exercise, you running, you got good health. But if you watch the touching, when you running, you got touching or not? If you watch touching, you got meditation together, okay? So meditation, everywhere, anytime, anywhere in daily life. So you don't have any excuse, master, no time for practice meditation. no time, you cannot have any excuse, okay? Because even you eating, you touch, you got touching or not? Can you watch? You are chewing. Touching. Meditation. Okay? You understand now? And now you watch. You got seeing. That's why you watch. You got seeing. This is watch and see. But now we develop awareness and see. Because when you watch, you can watch your body, you can watch your sensation, you can watch your thought, but watch into your thought. You need awareness. Okay? You need awareness and see. Okay? You can watch your mind, but watch into your mind. Now, how to watch into your mind? You need awareness in your mind and see. That's why if you want to fulfill the four foundations of mindfulness satipatthana, you have to develop mindfulness to watch and awareness to be aware. Okay? When you got awareness, you are before you have to watch. Okay? Now you got awareness of your body sitting. You are the way you watch, it comes inwards. I use the word notice. Okay? Watch, it go outward. When you got awareness of your body, it look like you see inwards. How to see inwards? Notice. You understand? So the Buddha said, seeing body and in the body. Now seeing body, you see inward, you know how to see inward. Then you more awareness in your body, you can see in. Okay? Seeing sensation, and in the sensation, you need awareness, then your mind watching become noticed inside, okay? And mind in the mind, mental quality in the mental quality. You cannot watch in front because mental quality is inside. You need awareness by just aware of your feeling. Can you see your feeling? Okay? Aware of your good or bad feeling. Can you see your good or bad feeling? It's see this way, inwards. That's why now you told me you practice vipassana, but you never see inwards. If you see forwards, that means you still put concentration. Okay? Your awareness still not wake up. You not got vipassana. Okay? You understand why you need to develop or practice seeing inwards. More seeing inwards, it becomes stream entry. When you know how to see inwards, then you can see stream entry, not follow the stream. Now you watch, focus, you follow the stream, you become more distracted. Okay? Much distraction. Okay? When you see inwards, it becomes more letting go and release. Okay? So now that's why today I start with wash your breathing, but afternoon I change. Just feel your breathing or aware your breathing and see. When you wash your breathing, you wash forwards. When you're aware of your breathing, you see inwards. This will turn your seeing more inwards, seeing your sensation, heart and mental quality. That's why we need to develop awareness and see inwards. So how to develop awareness and see inwards? Your eye look in front, but can you keep your mind? There are three things, okay? Rupa, okay? And I, and mind. But if you have no consciousness, no eye consciousness, you cannot see. Okay? Okay? You got rupa and eye consciousness. Then your mind got eye consciousness. Then you got clear seeing. Now, learn to know about consciousness. When you open your eye, now you already look. But can you see clearly? When you see clearly, your mind still. That's why your mind back home by itself. Stay at home by itself when you see clearly. That's why. And when you see clearly, first you got a mask of darkness. When you see clearly, you got a mask of white, a mask of blindness. That's why. Mask of blindness, that is your consciousness. Okay? When you just look but not see clearly, you can realize all day you got darkness. And it become mass of darkness, ignorant. More darkness become more ignorant. But when you see clearly, it become mass of blindness. That's right. And when you got mind still, you got more blindness. You feel your eye, you got eye consciousness wake up. That's right. Okay. So that's why, wake up your consciousness, there are six consciousness. Mind conscious, ear conscious. You listen, your ear listen the whole day, but you not hear what you listen. But now, you just practice, when your eye open, you must see clearly. And see clearly together, you must hear clearly. Then you got ear consciousness. Okay? Now only eye consciousness and ear consciousness, it will wake up inside. My consciousness. First, it look like a darkness. When you got eye consciousness, ear consciousness, my consciousness become bright. That's right. Yeah, because in daily life, you got contact by eye, by ear, by tongue, by nose, by body contact. But if you just keep consciousness more on your eye and on your ear, and it becomes consciousness. It's good enough to wake your mind consciousness from ignorance. Okay? Okay? So, now I just give you technique to develop meditation by listen and hear. You know already how to look and watch and see. But now, how to develop meditation by listen and hear. Can you listen something quiet in this room? If you can hear quiet voice in this room, more ear consciousness over your hearing, more. Consciousness over your hearing. Then your mind wake up, okay? Why? I teach you listen and hear. Because sometimes you are in office and many people, many customers, and they speak, chat. It disturbs you when you see people quarreling, talking, it disturbs you. But don't worry. Can you listen quiet voice in your room or in your office? More quiet voice is near your ear. And more quiet voice is in your heart. Doesn't matter. You make a loud noise. I listen quiet voice in my heart. It's empty one. When I listen to my heart, it's empty. And I can hear empty one. Okay? Then you cannot disturb me with your voice. Okay? Why? When you listen to your heart and it become empty. Why? You know? Because you come back home. When you come back home, when you listen to your heart, how you feel, you come back home. Desire go away. But if you not listen, do not come back home. You got heaviness or passion, okay? But if you got passion, you listen to your feeling of passion. Passion become less because you are the owner of your heart. And you listen, then you come back home. When you come back home, all guests go away. I'm owner, I've come back already, okay? So that's why I just tell you, listen and hear. Listen and hear into your heart. Even many people make noisy, and many people do something that disturb you, your eye, no problem. Because you listen into your heart. And when you listen into your heart, it becomes empty. Listen and see how to listen and see. Open your eye. You know the Chinese medicine doctor? They they touch your palm. They listen. Listen, but they can see what you got sickness. That's why the doctor just hearing your lung can see you got a cold, okay? Oh, you drive a car. Don't get under your car. You listen. You can see what's wrong with your car. That's right. Or you buy engine. You just test engine. Listen. And you can see this is a good engine. Okay? Seeing it from intuition. Because when you listen from heart. Listen is good. It comes from your heart. Your heart wake up with intuition. Then you can see by intuition. Listen, it comes from your heart. You can try to listen to your pulse or sensation on your arm. Now, can you listen now? Can you listen? Or here, up to you. When you listen, you can see heartbeat. That's right. Or when you listen to your sensation, you can see four elements. Okay? But now, listen to your heart. When you speak, when you doing, when you think, you can see you got desire or not in your doing, speaking, thinking. Okay? Listen and see. Now, more practice, listen and see into your heart. Noise or voice or whatever picture outside cannot disturb you because you stay inside your heart. Stay at home. You stay at home. All desire, yo, come. Yo, in front of your eye, outside your eye, oh yeah, your ear, but you listen here. Or mala go away by themselves, okay? Yo, come with me, come with me. But you listen to your heart. Then they cannot disturb you because you stay at home. Okay? Now, just today, when you listen, before you practice meditation, wake up your consciousness from your heart first by smiling. Open your eye. Smile. You feel more consciousness from your heart, wake up. Smile and trust in the Buddha. More consciousness, wake up. Wake up more and more until it become consciousness more over the whole body. And listen and see what you got in your heart and let go. When you listen and see what you got in your heart and let go, it become more wake up. You feel really light because you got more consciousness wake up more before it sleeping in subconscious. Now wake up, then you feel more relaxed. When you listen to your heart, you feel more relaxed. Now stand up your body. Okay? Sit straight, sit smart. And just keep your shoulder open. Not sit like this. Open. Okay? Consciousness wake up. And more consciousness wake up, it come to your body. Now, before you closing eye, watch your breathing. Just smile and relax and wake up. By smile and trust in the Buddha and relax. More consciousness wake up to your body in maybe 10 seconds. When you smile, you feel more consciousness. Relax, more consciousness. Trust in the Buddha, more consciousness. In 10 seconds, more consciousness over the whole body. Then, before close your eye, just draw your consciousness, come to your breathing. Can you draw? This is how to focus. Draw your consciousness, come to your breathing. Can you? Then you become awareness. First, awareness of the whole body sitting, posture. You become awareness. Awareness and see, awareness and see of how you're sitting. But when you want to practice mindfulness of breathing, just draw consciousness, come to your breathing. You got awareness and see. And awareness and see, clearly here you need your mind stay at home. Okay? Watch. Awareness and see and watch. More watch, more awareness and see. Then it look like it just noticed enough, okay? Just keep attention enough, okay? Because you got awareness and see. Now, just draw your consciousness to your breathing in your nose, in the two holes. Can you just draw your consciousness in the two holes? You got consciousness, awareness, of your breathing, touching, area of teaching inside. That's right. It looks like you see by awareness, see by consciousness. And not involved. You don't have to try to focus. If you more focus, this is become less awareness. Just more awareness and just mindful noticing. Okay? First, we have to focus. Because we don't know about awareness. But now you know about awareness, you must balance. Balance. How to balance? Notice and aware. Can you notice and aware how the feeling of the breathing in the two holes? You got seeing by your awareness. And more awareness, you got more conscious. And it become a mass. A mass of crowd, a mass of breathing, or you know a mass of crowd, but this is a mass of breathing, a mass of breath body inside. When you just keep consciousness over the area inside the two hole, then it becomes a mass of breathing. This is the Buddha teaching in the sutta. Breathing image. I always practice from 16 years old. I heard about breathing image about 20 years old, but nobody teaching me how to develop breathing image. I put focus, concentration, 10, 20 years. One day, I just relax. Wow, it become breathing image come up by itself. Then I, how? Why when I focus, I cannot get breathing image? But when I relax, I got breathing image by by happen. So I just try to see how I got mindfulness and awareness, and now you save your time 20 years. Because if you practice yourself, you only focus, you cannot develop breathing in mind. It become got stuck here, okay? So I just tell you my technique, okay? Maybe there are different techniques of other master, but my technique, because when you got seeing breathing in mind, it's difficult to explain. So master usually not explain to you. You must do by yourself, okay? You know? I try to explain, maybe 80%, maybe something like that, 80%, okay? Just awareness with your mind at home. Because when you got awareness, you got consciousness. You got mind, you don't have consciousness, you cannot see. You got consciousness, your mind always traveling, you cannot see. You must have mind and consciousness. You got eye, but your mind traveling with thought, you cannot see. You got eye looking, your mind still, but you got no consciousness, you cannot see. You must have come together, look and watch, mind still, and consciousness by seeing clearly. Then you can see, even you are seeing, it become blindness. Okay? When you consciousness into the two hole, consciousness, and notice, okay? Notice and aware, and aware more and more, it becomes seeing clearly inside. It becomes consciousness wake up inside, okay? And realize a mass of breathing. Sometimes look like a fog, a white fog. Sometimes look like a thread, okay? Sometimes big thread, sometimes small thread, something like that. This is indicator that you got absorbed into the first jhana, okay? The Tipitaka say how you know you got into the absorption of mind. Absorption of mind, that is the first, second, third, and fourth jhana, we call absorption of mind. How you know? When you got breathing image. And in Tipitaka explain sample of breathing image more than 10, okay? More than 10. Okay, sometimes you more awareness here, it look like a snow inside. Okay, snow inside. So it different. So don't think what it look like, but you got three things. Okay, contact, still, and conscious. Contact. Can you feel contact on the area inside? Still. And awareness. Awareness, you got more consciousness. When you got three things balanced together, you can see by your awareness. A mass of cloud, a mass of breathing, like a mass of cloud, but it become white, it become bright, it become snow, it become rainbow, or it become sky. Okay? That means you got into the absorption of mind. Any question, please? Okay. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, I will let you try. Okay, now. Okay, when you listen to something, then can you just keep attention on your breathing? 2 minutes. Notice and aware. When you got awareness, just notice. Okay? Notice contact in your nose, in the hole. It looks like you got consciousness clearly. clearly see a mass of breathing like a smoke, like a fog, something like that. It's not necessary to imagine, not imagine. Okay? Now, if you got three things, contact, stillness of mind, and conscious, then close your eye 2 minutes. Contact, stillness, and consciousness or awareness. That's right. Very calm and bright. Not calm and dull, okay? That's right. It's calm, your mind calm and bright. Before your mind calm and dull and sleepy, okay? Okay, now you got experience and you need time to practice. I just tell you something that if you practice by yourself, no guidance. Maybe you have to take more than 20 years, okay, in the practice. Now, just mind knowing the contact with consciousness. It looks like the little girl can understand, huh? Good, she good. It looks like you got awareness. Consciousness become seeing in your nose, the two holes. That's right. 2 minutes. She still enjoy. Because something you never learn. That's why you never learn. When you never learn, it's very challenging for you. That's right. Stillness and contact and consciousness. Three things. Stillness is mindful. Contact and how about mindful and awareness. Awareness, you got consciousness. Two minutes. Close your eye. Mindful and content. Good today? You learn new thing. Okay? And before we finish this session, just review how you feel the calmness, how you got stillness of mind, how you got awareness and see. And then from your heart, transfer merit. How much you got peace, happiness in your heart, spreading peace and happiness to everybody at home, your dad, your mom, everybody in this room, everybody in Perth, everybody in Australia, and everybody in the world, all countries. And then just smile more, spreading loving kindness to all beings. And then bring back or merit, come back to yourself by smiling to yourself. For your happiness, good health, and Dhamma eye in this very life.